You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. Sensex and Nifty have fallen by over 1% and investors have lost as much as 1.85 lakh crore rupees in a single day. Those were the big headlines out of Dalal Street. For everything else, keep on listening because this is our nifty little package we like to call an evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
A sharp sell-off engulfed the Indian market, causing the equity benchmarks to suffer losses for the third consecutive session today on the 1st of October, as worries that the crisis in banking and NBFC spaces is deepening and growing stronger. The market opened higher but failed to hold altitude as concerns over the health of banks and NBFCs weighed on investor sentiment. The recent developments around Punjab and Maharashtra Cooperative Bank and Lakshmi Vilas Bank have given a jolt to the confidence of investors that were already under pressure due to the gloomy macroeconomic environment. September's auto sales numbers reaffirmed the slowdown in consumer demand, whereas a set of government data on the 30th of September showed that the 8 core industries in August recorded a 0.5% decline in output of coal, crude oil, natural gas, cement and electricity. Ajit Mishra, Vice President Research at Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "The Indian equity indices witnessed sharp fall following heavy selling in banking stocks due to rising fears of their exposure to troubled real estate and housing finance companies. We expect that weak macro data points as well as disappointing auto sales numbers may weigh on investor sentiment in the near term. Further, global developments such as US-China trade war as well as crude oil price movement amid rising tension between Saudi Arabia and Iran would keep the market participants on edge." Unquote. The RBI monetary policy may provide further direction to the market. A 25 basis points rate cut is widely expected, and all eyes will be on the central bank's outlook on inflation and growth. So at the end of the day, Sensex closed 362 points, or about 0.94% down at 38,305.41, with 23 stocks in the red and only 7 in the green. Those 7 stocks were HDFC Bank, Mahindra & Mahindra, Maruti Suzuki, HDFC, Kotak Mahindra Bank, Hindustan Unilever and Asian Paints. Yes Bank, IndusInd Bank, State Bank of India, Bharti Airtel and ONGC emerged as the top losers on the Sensex index. The overall market capitalization of BSE-listed firms dropped by about 1.85 lakh crore rupees in a single day today. The Nifty Pack fell 115 points or about 1% to 11,359.9. As many as 39 stocks ended in the red in the 50-share pack. Broader markets suffered more than the headline indices. BSE Midcap cracked 1.54%, whereas Small Cap finished 1.61% lower. All sector indices remained in the line of fire. BSE Telecom was down 4.53%, Realty down 3.88%, and Tech down 2.2%. All of these sectors losing big. As usual, a few stocks that were in the news today. Falling for the fifth session in a row, shares of Yes Bank closed the day with a strong loss of 22.8% at 32 rupees on the Bombay Stock Exchange amid concerns over its exposure to some troubled NBFCs, including Indiabulls Housing Finance. The overall market capitalization of the firm now stands at 8,161 crore rupees. Shares of Divan Housing, that is DHFL, cracked 19.9%, almost 20%, to 31 rupees, despite the company clarifying that it has no exposure to either HDIL, that is Housing Development and Infrastructure, or PMC, that is Punjab and Maharashtra Cooperative Bank. Extending the losses into the third consecutive session, shares of RBL Bank ended 8.71% down at 300 rupees 10 paise over concerns of its exposure to troubled Indiabulls Housing Finance. Ending the losing spree of the last 5 consecutive sessions, shares of Indiabulls Housing Finance jumped 4.68% to 267 rupees 45 paise after it said the Delhi High Court had issued notices to Prashant Bhushan for perjury and for dismissal of the public interest litigation. Shares of CCI, that is Container Corporation of India, rallied 5.77% to settle at 639 rupees 50 paise after a media report indicated that the Adani Group might be considering to acquire a stake in the company from the government. Shares of Ascots, meanwhile, climbed 4.89% to 609.40 rupees after the farm equipment and engineering major reported a 2.2% increase in tractor sales at 10,855 units in September. And finally, BPCL, that is Bharat Petroleum Corporation, jumped 5.11% to 494.05 rupees after a group of secretaries cleared divestment in the public sector downstream company. Stocks that were in the news done. Let's take a look at some top news of the day. The Supreme Court said Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis will have to face trial for allegedly failing to furnish details of two pending criminal cases in his election affidavit in 2014. The Finance Ministry has left unchanged interest rates on small savings schemes such as the Public Provident Fund, PPF, National Savings Certificate, NSC, Sukanya Samriddhi Yojana, SSY, and Post Office Savings Schemes. The RBI began its rate-settling huddle amid widespread expectations that the MPC, that is the Monetary Policy Committee, headed by Governor Shaktikant Das, would slash benchmark interest rate to revive the sagging economy. India's June to September monsoon rains are likely to start withdrawing from the northwest region from the 10th of October, marking the most delayed retreat of the seasonal rainfall, according to Reuters, which quoted the Indian Meteorological Department. The Supreme Court today recalled its direction in the 20th March 2018 verdict, which had virtually diluted provisions of arrest under the SC-ST Act. The Supreme Court has fixed November 14th to commence hearing on a batch of petitions challenging the constitutional validity of the centre's decision to abrogate the provisions of Article 370, which gave special status to Jammu and Kashmir. A quick look now at global financial markets. European shares dipped today as weak factory activity data from across the Eurozone spurred fears of an economic slowdown, overturning early gains due to signs the United States was not seeking another radical escalation of its trade war with China. This, according to a report by Reuters. Asian share prices ticked up today as some investors clung to hopes the fourth quarter will bring progress in resolving the United States-China trade war. South Korea's KOSPI climbed 0.45% to end at 2072.42, while Japan's Nikkei 225 ended 0.59% higher at 21,885.24. Chinese markets were closed and will remain so until the 7th of October on account of the National Day. Today's trading day done. What are we expecting for tomorrow? Let's take a quick look at the technical outlook. Nifty saw a gap up opening and attempted to build upon the early gains. A falling trend line on the hourly chart, however, restricted the upside and pushed the index down to 40-hour exponential moving average and the hourly lower Bollinger band. The two-in combination acted as a cushion in the first half, and in the second half, however, the bears cracked through the support zone and pushed Nifty down 226 points intraday. Gaurav Ratnaparkhi, senior technical analyst at Sher Khan by BNP Paribas, told Money Control, and I quote, "The benchmark index is unlikely to witness deeper correction here on. On the downside, 11,200 to 11,180 is a crucial support zone for Nifty. Though the index can take some time to pick up momentum on the upside, the overall trajectory is likely to be positive from short to medium-term perspective." Unquote. Well, that's it. That's all that transpired on Dalal Street today. Of course, the podcasts don't end on Money Control. Today on Digging Deeper, we'll be taking a look at whether or not a college degree is relevant in today's day and age. So do be sure to listen to that. And of course, for stories from across the country and the world, I will be back with Stories of the Day. Until then, please do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com, or leave us a comment on any platform it is that you listen to us on. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.